Kate Donald is wondering, could selectively breeding gorillas or similar mean that they could come up with some kind of sophisticated language?
Love this question. If Donald would like to get in touch, I think we should start writing the grant application. Certainly people have taught great apes how to use sign language and how to use kind of pictographic keyboards. They can communicate quite well in simple sentences, but don't seem to have ever grasped grammar and syntax or had that kind of vocabulary explosion that human children do. So there's clearly something missing in the non-human primate brain at the moment. Donald said in his question, if you gave 50,000 years to do the selectively breeding program, which is a very, very long time.
Longer than the grant you would probably get funded for, that's true.
That's about 5,000 gorilla generations. If you go back 5,000 human generations, you go back about 100,000 years. We're mostly in Africa. We're still interbreeding with Neanderthals. It's before the great kind of cultural explosion. A lot can happen in 50,000 years. With selective breeding, I'm going to go with yes.
Thank you, Kate.